Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Families of elderly residents of a long-term psychiatric facility are vowing to fight HSE plans to remove them to alternative care settings, insisting the Rosalie unit in County Roscommon is their home. Their campaign has stepped up following emotional scenes at a protest where locals tried to physically block the removal of one of the remaining patients there, as our reporter John Cook has been finding out. Now, John Cook joins me from Castlerea. We will talk to the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Jim Daly. But first to you, John, in Castlerea. Tell me more about the situation there.
Well, the situation here, Mary, is that residential care is provided to psychiatric patients aged between 60 and 90 at a HSE mental health facility just outside the town of Castlerea, where there's a daycare centre and other health services alongside a 34-bed residential wing. It's called the Rosalie unit, as you mentioned, though locals fighting to save it insist it's more of a happy home than a unit or health facility. And over 5,500 people have signed a petition. Various public meetings have been held, and it was the only item on the agenda of an emergency meeting of Roscommon County Council yesterday, where councillors called on the government to keep the unit open. They considered seeking legal advice on whether they may apply for a court injunction in future to try and block its closure. They also called on Roscommon Galway TDs to fight their cause in Dáil Éireann and in a possible private member's motion. This all followed emotional scenes this day last week when one woman was moved out of the Rosalie unit. Though it has 34 beds, Mary, she was just one of 12 remaining residents last week, and some of their families and campaigners tried to block a taxi from leaving with the woman and staff that were accompanying her. Now, Gardaí were called and HSE management produced a court order, so the protesters had to move, but they maintained their presence around the taxi and they walked alongside it through the streets of Castlerea as it left town. I spoke to Anita Flanagan, who was part of the protest. She was there to support her older brother, Dan Connaughton. Now, Dan lives in the Rosalie unit, but he was a carpenter in Castlerea before his mental health problems deteriorated, and he's been in psychiatric care for the past 15 years. First, though, I asked Anita to describe the protest.
We actually walked that resident all the way up through the town of Castlerea, and personally, it was like being at a funeral. It was so sad.
Sounds like a guard of honour almost.
Yeah, I was crying on the way, and I suppose I was thinking of my own brother. He's a great guy. We all love him dearly. He's a long-term resident in the Rosalie unit here. He regards it as his home. He's very happy there.
Was he aware that somebody was being moved and of the protest outside?
Yes, he was very aware. And he was very afraid because he thought he was going to be next. And we've had to try and explain to him since. And sometimes it sinks in and sometimes he'll get stressed and worried again. So we've tried to explain to him, but it's so worrying and stressful for him.
Dan is 70 years of age now.
Yes.
People might wonder, is there a more appropriate setting for him now? Are his care needs, are they the needs of just an elderly person now, perhaps in a nursing home? Or where do you think he might be moved to?
You see, that's a problem as well. I don't know. I keep hearing rumours that my brother will be one of two moved to Ballinasloe. Now, if my brother Dan has to leave the town of Castlerea and leave his family, he'll be heartbroken and he'll just go downhill straight away. It would be heartbreaking to think. And if it was, for example, Ballinasloe, it's 100 miles round trip. We wouldn't be able to see him as often. And part of Dan's care is his family involvement with him. We visit, his friends visit, his nephews, his nieces. He loves all his family.
The consultant that reviewed Dan's care and who the HSE says that there may be a more appropriate setting for Dan now, according to this letter that you have, did ask Dan where would he like to go if he had to move. What did Dan say?
Dan said to him St. Joseph's. St. Joseph's was the local cemetery. Dan by no means wants to move out of Castlerea.
Now that's Anita Flanagan there. Did you get to see the Rosalie unit yourself, John?
I did, Mary. The family of one of its remaining 11 residents allowed me to accompany them on a visit, and I got to say hello to some of the residents and staff while respecting their privacy. I was struck by how modern, clean and warm the Rosalie unit felt, to be honest with you, Mary. It isn't old at all. It looks like a modern day nursing home with a large, comfortable day room and dining area. Residents were having lunch when I visited. Some of them needed one-to-one help and care, which they were getting from very attentive staff. staff. The facility was built on the site of a former hotel in Castlereagh just back in the mid-1990s, so it was far from what I expected after hearing about the reported closure of a community psychiatric facility and talk of residents needing more appropriate care settings nowadays. I spoke to a local doctor in the area who has previously likened the closure of such facilities and the uprooting of vulnerable residents to elder abuse. But first we'll hear from Eileen Byrne. She's originally from Birmingham but has lived in Strokestown for many years. She worked in psychiatric services in Castlereagh for 21 years, including 6 in the Rosalie unit, which she describes as a wonderful place.
They can come and walk around the wards themselves. They have friends there. Families and friends are allowed to visit 24/7 if needs be. They have mass, they have music and dance, exercise programs. They are taken to knock occasionally, and there's a focus group every couple of weeks. Anything that they want is discussed, and appropriately it will be given to them.
So people listening sometimes might have had an idea of, you know, older psychiatric institutions, people cut off from the world. You don't see it that way?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. There's a lovely therapy room and also a garden. I was round with these clients 2 weeks ago and there's tears in their eyes. They are so upset.
And how are your friends that still work there feeling?
Very sad. They've showed so much love, care and attention to these clients. They are part of their family and they are just distraught at what is happening.
My name is Dr. Greg Kelly and I'm a GP in the Castlereagh area for the past 40 years.
As the local doctor, what's been your experience in the last couple of years? Because you said you were never actually told there was a no admissions policy at the Rosalie unit, but you did try to refer patients there.
I am aware now that they closed admissions 3 or 4 years ago, but they never did it officially and they never informed the GPs. I contacted the service many times to requesting the admission of a patient that would be suitable for that unit.
So were your patients, people advancing in age with psychiatric needs, perhaps dementia or Alzheimer's, where were they sent instead?
They went to private nursing homes. They weren't happy there, they didn't know the people and they felt very confined. The facilities were not suitable to them and the staff had no experience in care of our patients with Alzheimer's or behaviour disorders or psychosis. Roscommon has one of the highest incidences of elderly people in this country, with the result that it will also have one of the highest incidents of Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's and age go hand in hand. So it's not just about the 12 patients, in fact it's about the future, because there's going to be a great need for many more of these type of institutions in the years to come. In fact, it's a model that should be repeated around the country rather than being closed down at a time when we're thousands of beds short.
Dr. Greg Kelly, what has the HSE to say about his and other local concerns, John?
Well, just in the last short while, Mary, the HSE has told me they will not be commenting on drive time because they indicated the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Jim Daly, would refer to what is their position on this issue. We'll hear from him shortly. The HSE's Community Healthcare Office for the Western Region decided not to issue a statement to me either, as they were aware that I have seen the letter sent by their Chief Officer, Tony Canavan, 2 weeks ago to families, which states that they will be in touch with them to discuss the outcome of clinical assessments carried out for them by a consultant psychiatrist from Northern Ireland, Dr. Jim Anderson. He concluded, they say, or the letter says, that the Rosalie residents do not require continuing inpatient psychiatric care. This spells the end of the facility, of course. So I met with Liam Walsh, whose mother, Breda, has lived in the Rosalie unit for 10 years after he visited her there today. And he was frustrated and upset at what's happening to what he calls an exemplary state-of-the-art care facility.
I've never met anybody who has ever expressed any concerns, and indeed the latest health, Mental Health Commission report and its Gavitt Loring report only less than 12 months ago. So it's beyond me to this day why the HSE are trying to close it.
We met with your mother, Breda. She's 84. Mm. Did she know you?
I doubt it. I don't think she does know me, even though the nurses and the healthcare assistants frequently would say that she reacts to my voice. But I think the key point is I know her. And
is it very hard, Liam? You made the best of it. You tried to make conversation with her.
Yeah, well, I'm used to it, I suppose, at this stage. But when you, if you sit down and analyse it and try and think about it, you can get upset about it. But the reality of it is we have to deal with the situation we have to deal with, and we've been dealing with it for 10 years and longer. And the comfort I've always got is the care she's received in there. And when she was able to talk, she expressed that to me on you know, so many times. You know, it was and is her home. And I've been promised and committed to by the last two governments, by Minister Kathleen Lynch back in 2015, Jim Daly's predecessor, and by the Taoiseach himself in a letter in 2015 when he was Minister for Health, that the facility would remain open. And indeed, I was told that all the residents there could see out the days there. In other words, they could live happily and die in peace and dignity there. And that's what I'm fighting for.
Okay. I can tell it's upsetting for you to talk about your mother, but this is more about a campaign. You're standing with other families now.
We've got a letter to say that our loved ones are being moved, but we haven't got a letter to say where they've been moved to. We haven't had any correspondence from the HSE since we received that letter. So we absolutely believe that this is the wrong decision. We absolutely believe that the care that's been provided in the Rosalie Care Home in Castlereagh cannot be bettered elsewhere. And we will fight to the bitter end on this one, and we will fight. And so long as there's one person living there, we will fight.
And that's Liam Walsh, whose mother Breda lives at the Rosalie unit in Castlereagh. Now, listening to John Cook's report, the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Jim Daly. Good evening, Minister.
Good evening, Mary.
You heard the report. You heard what Anita Flanagan had to say. You heard Dr. Greg Kelly. And lastly there, Liam Walsh. Is it time for the HSE to revisit this decision?
Thank you for highlighting the issue on your show and having me on there to give some information surrounding it. I suppose the first thing to just put in context is the Rosalie unit is an outdated model of care in psychiatry in Ireland. Traditionally, back in the 60s, we had about 20,000 long-stay psychiatric beds. Today in Ireland, there's about less than 1,000. So the model is changing all the time. And we're moving to a new model, and that's why admissions to the unit here in Rosalie, it is a 34-bed unit. They ceased back in 2016 because clinicians decided that it was no longer an appropriate model of care. That's not a decision I or any other politician can make. And they have ceased in the last 3 years, and the numbers are down to 11 residents are there today. It's always difficult. Change is very difficult within healthcare, and it's challenging for the residents. And I have repeatedly said I visited the facility. I have met every resident there. I have met the families of the residents there. I have met with the politicians in the area numerous times.
So you're totally aware of their anguish and they're upset, and they don't know where their loved ones may be going, and they don't understand why this facility, which is much loved in Castlereagh, has to close. Minister, I'll ask you again, is it time to revisit the decision?
Yeah, there isn't. The facility isn't to close. I've given that commitment all the time that facility will continue to provide healthcare, but it has to provide. It is no longer fit for purpose for what it was intended back in the day. That is an outdated model of care.
Do you mean the building isn't fit for purpose?
Well, partly.
What do you mean when you say it's not?
If you'll allow me to finish,
I will. I just want to
yeah,
to be
if you'll
specific.
Allow me to finish, I will explain. The reality is, a lot of these patients, when they were admitted to this unit, were psychiatric. That was the nature of their illness and their condition. Now they're very elderly, vulnerable people, and they're geriatric is their needs. This is not my call. This is not the HSE management's call. This is the decision of the clinicians, of the consultants who oversee the care of these 12 elderly people.
So what are you going to do with them?
Well, I'll tell you that I have to be very clear with people, and I think it deserves it, to be fair, and I think the families deserve to hear this, that the consultants in charge, the clinicians who are the qualified people, have made the determination that the more appropriate care for these people is in a geriatric nursing home setting as opposed to a psychiatric or psychogeriatric setting as it is partially now. If it was to be turned into a nursing home, it would have had to be brought up to standard. The rooms would have to be made bigger and ensuite bathrooms and, you know, many of the changes that are there under HICWA standards today. So we can't continue it into its care as a nursing home without doing fairly...
This building, as I understand it from John's report, Minister, this building comes from the 1990s. And you heard the people talking there. Anita Flanagan, her brother, she said when he was interviewed, he'd prefer to end up in St. Joseph's Cemetery than move to Ballinasloe. Dr. Greg Kelly, a GP who has been treating people in this area for years and years, he says it's tantamount to elder abuse.
Yeah, well, I have to go with I can't override consultants, clinicians.
Do you agree with the decision?
Of the consultants, I do. I do indeed. I absolutely support their decision and I accept. I have never yet questioned a clinical decision made by a consultant and I have no authority to do so and I have no particular mind to do so and I don't think any politician really can question the consultant. What happened in this case was, and this is going on with 12 months, at least 12 months, even a bit longer at this stage now, and as I said, I visited the facility, I have met with all the residents, I have met with their families, I understand the issue very, very well. The people in charge, the consultants in charge of the care of the people here have prescribed that this setting is no longer appropriate for their needs, that they came in as psychiatric, they are now geriatric and they need geriatric nursing care. They need all the facilities that we provide in this day and age for geriatric
patients.
I know,
and the question again is where? These people are off Castlereagh, their families are in Castlereagh, 100-mile round trip to Ballinasloe, just one example.
Yeah, well, I don't want to discuss any of the individual people involved.
These are the issues arising, Minister, from the decision to close the unit.
Yeah, but I'm not going to refer to any of the individuals because they deserve their privacy, but just there are 12 residents there, and I understand that there's 10 of them will be accommodated in geriatric facilities.
Where?
And two would have to go. Oris Moherpole, which is I think it's about a kilometre up the road, will accommodate the majority of them. It may be 2 kilometres up the road, I'm not sure now. So the vast majority, I think 8 or 10 of them will be accommodated there, but that's up to the HSE to communicate. There's no rush. This will happen over the coming months. They're not going to be done today or tomorrow. The report did state that 2 of the people need to be moved immediately, and that's a consultant, and at the behest of the politicians in the local area who didn't trust the local, whatever judgment that was made, they wanted it independently reviewed, so we did, and we got consultant Jim Anderson from the North to come down and do an independent review and evaluation of the clinicians.
And I'm sure the consultants told you, Minister, and you can tell us, what is the impact of uprooting and moving people who have spent part of their lifetimes in one unit in a place like Castlereagh? What is the consequence for them of being uprooted and moved to unfamiliar surroundings?
Well, I've been following closely matters here. One patient has already moved, and again, I have to be careful how I speak because the numbers are so small. But the one patient that has already moved, at the behest of clinicians who prescribed that it was urgent and be done immediately, it has settled in extremely well into the new surrounding, thank God, and is in, you know, a very, very, very comfortable and very happy and very, you know, doing very, very well in their new home.
And are they close enough to receive visits from family or loved ones?
They are indeed. And look, like, it's the reality is for any of us, we, you know, where we have to go for care, it could be my own mum or dad who could be diagnosed with dementia in the morning and may have to leave their home and the home they've known all their life to go to a more appropriate setting for better care. It's a hard fact of life. It's something I understand is very, very difficult for the patients themselves, for if it's my mum or dad or yours, any of our family.
How much will you save, Minister? How much will be saved by closing this unit and moving the 11 remaining residents to other centres?
To be honest, Mary, that's a kind of an unhelpful question because this is absolutely nothing to do with finance.
It's a valid question, Minister.
No, it isn't really, to be fair. This is a clinical decision being made and we're following clinical guidelines.
Will money be saved?
There's no suggestion whatsoever that money would be saved here.
There's
no suggestion whatsoever. I have no idea whether there'd be money saved. I mean, I have given a commitment that this facility will continue to provide healthcare, residential healthcare, to the people, and I accept what Dr. Kelly and those have said about the elder population and the percentage of older people in that area, and we're not in the position of closing any beds. We want to continue, but there are 34 beds there, and I want to get those 34 beds up and running and up and in use, providing healthcare in the Roscommon area as soon as possible. I went and met with the local politicians last summer to discuss the future use of this building because I want to have consultation. 2 of the politicians walked out of that meeting. They didn't want to have any discussion around that area, and that's their entitlement. I have no problem with that, but that's what we have to look at. I want to ensure that facility continues to provide appropriate healthcare.
You will be upgrading the facility. Why couldn't you upgrade it as a geriatric care centre?
Because you couldn't do it with the residents while they're in there, because you would have to do significant renovations to bring it up to the...
Could you move them back?
Well, I mean, that would be very traumatic to move somebody out for, you know, 6 months, 12 months and move them back again. That would be terribly...
What are you going to use it for?
These are exceptionally vulnerable people.
But what are you going to use it for? We know they're vulnerable, which is why they wanted to stay there. What are you going to use the centre for?
I mean, I have to make it clear, I'll answer that question in a second, Mary, but I don't think you're listening or taking board the point I'm making.
I am listening.
That I'm duty-bound to, you know, adhere to clinicians' advice who have the say in where the most appropriate care. So if I'm in a hospital in the morning and if I have to be moved to another facility for more appropriate care, you know, I have to accept the word of the clinicians. I can't, and neither can local politicians, override the word of local health consultants.
And I'm just trying to give back to you the concerns you heard in John's report from the local family. So just the final question before we go, what will the facility be used for?
The HSE are currently drawing up a list. I'm going down there in May, which is, I think, 2 weeks' time, to meet with the HSE. I've asked them to have a list of options there. We did present a list of options already of my own preference. But
give me some ideas. Will it be a residential unit?
I would be looking. What I would love to see, and I've put this on the record, I've told all the politicians, a transitional care unit, which would be a step-down care facility for older people who could be moved out of acute care settings and be treated here for a week or two to recuperate. That would be what I would see is the ideal, but I'm not, you know, going to prescribe.
Okay.
This is up to the local politicians and the HSE themselves. I will be obviously assisting it at every level, but I won't be prescriptive on what the future use is.
Minister Jim Daly, thank you for joining us. 26 minutes.